Music on the Koto from Fuyuki Enokido, ending World Roots with Lucy Duran. Now on Radio 3, Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Welcome. Let's open today's show with the exciting pianism of an artist who can effectively utilize his trio to evoke an indie rock sensibility. See if you can guess who this is. Did you guess? Yes, that was the trio of pianist Neil Cowley and his Nibs from the album Loud Louder Stop. Before fully committing to his own band, he was regularly making contributions as both pianist and producer in the commercial arena, and he regularly plays with the likes of pop sensation Adele. But if you want to hear Neil and the guys, they'll be performing at this year's London Jazz Festival, which kicks off in November. He'll be featured with 30 strings from Goldsmiths College, which Jazz Lineup will record. But if you can't wait till then, the Neil Cowley Trio headline the Isla Jazz Festival this month at the Lagavulin Distillery. The festival runs from the 14th to the 16th of September and features Miriam Aida with Mario Caribe's jazz bossa, saxophonist Julian Arguiles, and trumpeter Colin Steele. Check the Jazz Lineup website for more information. Staying with performers at Isla, vocalist Victoria Tolstoy featured last year and was accompanied by pianist Jakob Karlsson, who has a new album out. Karlsson is a star in his native Sweden, named Musician of the Year in 2010 by Swedish Radio's annual Jazz Critics Poll. His music reminds me of a personal evolution of the classic Pat Metheny group mixed in with an admiration for Keith Jarrett. His soloing reveals a reverence for the Herbie Hancock style, but with a hint of what must be a personal Swedish-Scandinavian identity. The album is entitled More. It showcases a pianist of class and maturity. This is Nila.
Thank you.
Nila from pianist Jakob Karlsson, with Hans Andersson on bass and Jonas Holgersson on the drums. The album is called More, and it reveals a musician of depth searching for his own territory and building on a love for classic fusion and the contemporary trio language laid down by countrymen EST, Brad Meldow, and jazz giant Keith Jarrett. More is out now on the ACT label. While sticking with the piano, Brad Meldow makes an appearance on the new Elie de Gibry album. Who is Elie de Gibry, I hear you ask? Well, I first heard the saxophonist at the Fairfield Halls about 10 years ago, playing alongside trumpeter Eddie Henderson in the Herbie Hancock Band. Quite a baptism of fire that, as a whole, I remember enjoying. His latest CD could also be regarded as a gathering of heavyweights, with Ron Carter on bass and Al Foster on the drums, completing the heavyweight quartet. This is the opening track, and a beautiful composition from the pianist, Unrequited.
Thank you.
Elie DeGibbri on soprano saxophone interpreting Unrequited. The pianist and composer is Brad Meldow, with legends Ron Carter and Al Foster on bass and drums. Meldow, Foster and Carter contribute strong pieces to this set, as well as their brilliance for an album that helps the leader to shine. It's definitely worth a listen and out now on the Anzik record label. And stay tuned for a track from Brad Meldow's brand new album later on the show. Now, a long out-of-print release from the tenor sax master Bobby Wellens has been made available on the Hep record label. Recorded in 1980 and 82, the album was originally released in 1989. It captures the Scotsman on good form in collaboration with another of Britain's best, Tony Coe. Coe shines here as an orchestrator of structure and sensitivity. The album is titled after the suite Birds of Brazil, and is an extended piece in three movements that runs to just under 29 minutes. Coe carefully bathes Wellens in well-thought-out textures that allow the band to breathe and properly express their jazz personality. It's a well-constructed journey. This is the first movement of Birds of Brazil.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. The tenor saxophone of Bobby Wellens and the first movement of Birds of Brazil. On piano was Pete Jacobson, Ken Baldock was on the bass, and Spike Wells on drums. The album is called Birds of Brazil and captures a Scottish great on top form with a band to match. There's a lovely rendition of Angel Eyes and some other standards in the midst of demonstrating an insightful and gifted composer in Bobby Wellens. Birds of Brazil is out now, anew on the Hep record label. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online, and on digital radio. For most of last month, virtuoso guitarist Antonio Forcione has been playing the Edinburgh Fringe, and this month, from the 13th to the 16th, plays the Pizza Express in London. His new album is released this month and is the result of the inspiration he's taken from his recent tours across Africa. Called Sketches of Africa, he conjures his feelings in music about the giant continent. This is his dedication to South African great Nelson Mandela and is Madiba's Jive. Thank you. guitarist Antonio Forcione and Madiba's Jive from Sketches of Africa, which comes out this month. Forcione is surrounded by some of the greatest African musicians residing in Britain, including vocalist and riti player Julde Kamara and Sekou Keita on kora. His rhythm section is comprised of Nathan Thompson on bass and Enzo Zirilli on the drums. The album captures abundantly a love for African music and is an enjoyable listen full of authenticity and integrity. The album is out on the Antastic label. We heard Brad Meldow in fine form earlier in the show, and even though he just released the trio album Ode a few months ago, the Productive Pianist has another new album. It's called Where Do You Start, and differs from Ode in that he plays the compositions of others. With Larry Grenadier on bass and Jeff Ballard on drums, this is the Brad Meldow Trio and their rendition of Sonny Rollins' Arigin. Thank you. Brad Meldow on piano in staggering form with the driving bass of Larry Grenadier and complimentary drums of Jeff Ballard and their version of Arigin. The album deals with a cross-section of music from a lilting blues rock of Hey Jude, more bebop on Brownie Speaks, some Brazilian flavour from Chico Buarque's Samba e Amor, and the dark and brooding sound of Meldow favourite Nick Drake. Out on the 17th on the Nonsuch label, it's called Where Do You Start? Well, today's show's turning out to be a real piano feast as we turn to one of the all-time greats. Oscar Peterson did a series of songbook albums for the famed Verve label, started and cultivated by Oscar's manager, Norman Granz. Well, the Not Now Music label have those albums and put three of Peterson's classic songbook collections together. The three composers of choice are Cole Porter, Duke Ellington, and George Gershwin. They're all under the same roof, so to speak, on a three-CD set called Oscar Peterson Songbooks. It's quality music of the highest order all the way through. The first 12 songs featuring his trio, with Barney Kessel on guitar and Ray Brown on bass, and was recorded in 1952. The last 12 tunes feature the trio with Brown and Ed Thigpen on drums, and was recorded in 1959. So we're going to hear something from the second CD. The composer is Duke Ellington, and the guitar trio is featured here, and it's the call to arms of the Ellington Band. This is Cottontail. Thank you. the pure excitement of Ellingtonia conjured in the hands of legendary piano master Oscar Peterson, and that was Cottontail. Barney Kessel was on guitar and Ray Brown on the bass, taken from a new 3-CD box set entitled Oscar Peterson Songbooks, containing the music of Porter, Ellington and Gershwin, and it's out now on the Not Now music label and an absolute must for the collection. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online, and on digital radio. Time for tonight's concert set. Buck Clayton was one of the great trumpeters in all of jazz. Prominent in the 1930s, he worked with all the greats, from Lester Young, Billie Holiday, and Count Basie. When Radio 3's Alan Shipton published Clayton's biography, the trumpet legend gave him a set of new arrangements never before recorded. Now the writer, broadcaster and musician puts down his pen and radio microphone and picks up his trusty acoustic bass to play these arrangements with his Buck Clayton Legacy Band. And we were there to record it at the Gateshead International Jazz Festival on Sunday, the 27th of March in 2011. Well, we've broadcast some of the music from this set previously, and that was to mark the trumpet great's centenary at the time. The Buck Clayton Legacy Band are Mano Dams and Ian Smith on trumpets, Alan Barnes and Matthias Suford on reeds, Adrian Fry on trombone, Martin Litton on the piano, Martin Wheatley on guitar, Alan Shipton on bass, and Norman Emberson on the drums. The set features Clayton compositions Smoothie, Scorpio, and they start off with Claytonia. Thank you.
trombone, Adrian Fry. On trumpet, Menno Dams. Also on trumpet, Ian Smith. Tenor saxophone and clarinet, Matthias Seifert. Alto saxophone and clarinet, Alan Barnes. On the drums, Norman Emberson. On the guitar, Martin Wheatley. And on the piano, Martin Litton. And my name's Alan Shipton. So, this piece is called Scorpio. Thank you.
Bassist and broadcaster Alan Shipton and his Buck Clayton Legacy Band, finishing with Scorpio. That concert set was recorded at the Gateshead International Jazz Festival on Sunday, March 27th last year. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online and on digital radio. And as well as jazz on Radio 3, remember there's plenty more jazz across the BBC airwaves, all available via the iPlayer. And on tomorrow night's Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson, there's a concert set from experimental improvising guitarist Fred Frith. Here's a sample of What to Expect. The inventive Fred Frith on electric guitar with John Edwards on bass and Mark Sanders on drums, recorded at Café Otto in London on the 6th of July. That's a taster for tomorrow night's Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson at 11 p.m. on BBC Radio 3. Well, it's back to the piano and Norwegian pianist Helga Lien, who releases a solo recording. It's highly atmospheric and works sincerely to conjure as great a variety of textures for the listener to experience sound and nuance. This is his groove jaunt and the title track, Kattenslager. Thank you. pianist Helge Lien and Kattenslager from his new album of the same name. The album is aptly described as complex improvised soundscapes and is out on October the 9th on the Ozella label, and a welcome experience. Jazz Lineup will be out and about at this year's 10th anniversary celebrations at Scarborough Jazz Festival, recording sets by Martin Taylor and Alan Barnes and the Quentin and Brandon Allen Quartet. We'll also be recording a special edition of the show with Claire Martin, featuring Gareth Williams and Dave Green, in a tribute to pianist Bill Evans and bassist Scott LaFaro. Plus, Scarborough-born pianist Peter James and his trio will be performing. Tickets are free, and information is available via the link on the Jazz Lineup webpage. And here is the Peter James Trio with Headlong.
Thank you.
The trio of pianist Peter James with Jeremy Brown on bass and Tom Hooper on the drums, and Headlong from the album Soul Story. And Peter will be one of the featured artists at the Scarborough Jazz Festival this year. Ticket information is available via the link on the Jazz Lineup page. Now we move from the piano to another percussion instrument and the drums in the hands of Buddy Rich with his big band live at Ronnie Scott's Club in London. Just released on Cherry Red Records, it captures the legendary drummer at the beginning of 1980, playing the rhythms of the day and working hard to keep his music and band relevant. What is nice is that we get the opportunity to hear the voice of Ronnie Scott himself announcing Buddy Rich.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like you to welcome to the bandstand for their set this evening, a fantastic big band and led by somebody who's appeared at the club many times before. It's a great pleasure to have him back, and we'd like a big hand for the world's greatest drummer, Buddy Rich.
We'll be right back.
the effervescent drummer Buddy Rich with his big band in 1980, and that was Beulah Witch, captured at Ronnie Scott's Club in London, with Steve Marcus taking the electric sax solo. The album is called The Man from Planet Jazz and released on Cherry Red Records. Well, that's almost it for today's edition of the show, and next week Jazz Lineup presents part two of our concert set with New York fusion bassist Yannick Guizala, fresh from touring with guitarist Mike Stern and trumpeter Randy Brecker. We finish tonight with the pride of Great Britain, the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra, who we at Jazz Lineup had the great privilege of hosting a few months ago, with the aforementioned Randy Brecker in fine form. From their latest CD called Celebration, out on the ECM label, it features the bass of Harold Anderson, drums of Alan Koska, the tenor saxophone and baton of Tommy Smith playing the Dave Holland composition May Dance. From me, Julian Joseph, till next time, bye-bye.
Welcome to Through the Night on Radio 3, music taking you right through to breakfast. I'm Susan Sharp with you till then and hoping you'll enjoy the music in the programme. To begin with this morning, Diego Fazolis conducts the soloists and chorus of Swiss Radio and Television Lugano and I Barocchisti in sacred music by two 18th century Italians, Giovanni Battista Sammartini and Andrea Bernasconi. Giovanni Sammartini was one of two brothers, both oboists in the Teatro Regio Ducale in Milan. The elder brother was Giuseppe. And though Giovanni worked mainly as a church musician, nowadays it's his 70 or so symphonies he's known for. But we're going to hear his setting of Beatus Vir.
Thank you.